Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. We have got a very glamorous guest on the show today. Can I introduce you to Myra Dubois? Hello, Myra.
Hello, Trina. Look, it's always awkward, that beginning bit. I never know when to start talking.
Now, go.
Well, I know I can talk now, but I always, beginning of every interview, I don't like talking over people. So I sit nice and quiet and I just spoke over you. It's going awful already. Because I'm so sorry.
You are very shy, quiet and reserved. You're that type of person, aren't you? An introvert.
I just have a humility that vibrates around me like a visible aura.
How will everybody know you, first of all, from the telly? What was the first show that you did, Myra?
Oh, goodness me. The first bit of television I ever did was years ago. It was called Dom Jolly's Full Britannia, and it was a hidden camera show. And I participated in a sketch which has not aged very well at all. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only context I'm going to give. Our internet archaeologists will have to dig it up, but I didn't write it. Then I was, what did I do next? I did the John Bishop show from the Hackney Empire in 2015. I did Big Brother's bit on the side for a couple of episodes. I was on The Weakest Link. I was on Pointless, all House of Games, all high-end, highbrow intellectual television.
I can't wait to see what she's got in store for us tonight. Here she is.
Myra Dubois! Oh, yes, I'm back. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? Look at you, all the judges sat there on your little kiosks. I don't know whether you're judging a competition or shellacking my nails.
I'm just wondering now, if you got the call to do I'm a Celebrity, would you cope? Because there's not that much glamour in the jungle.
It's just a bit of tarpaulin with some old leaves on it, surely. They're not in the jungle. They're not in the wilderness. They're in a monitored encampment. It'd be fine.
Wouldn't it be great if we found out that was the truth? Wouldn't it be magic?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure that the worst bit of doing I'm a Celebrity is negotiating the contracts. As long as you say, oh, I have to be able to go to a working toilet four times a day and I need two Kit Kats or whatever, I'm sure they arrange it all.
So you're going out, you're doing a big show, a brand new show called Cosmic Empath this September. Tell me all about this.
Oh, it's a grand title, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got aspirations above its own station, this. It's going to be my second big tour. My last one was called Be Well. We went all around the UK and Ireland. And also I went to, I went to Australia with Be Well. And we did it at the Edinburgh Fringe. It was wonderful. I had such a lovely experience that I said right away, we must go straight back on tour as soon as possible. So this is a follow-up show. The last show was called Be Well, and it was me healing the audience. And, acting as a soothing balm in these increasingly traumatic times. And this show, Cosmic Empath, delves into where exactly my compassionate skills come from. And spoiler alert, I think it's aliens.
Right. Okay. Come here to me. You did Britain's Got Talent as well, Myra.
Mm.
Was that kind of the thing that really got people to know you?
No, I tried to rescue that failing franchise the best I could, but it didn't go terribly well. So I've just let it limp on into obscurity without me.
A little earlier in the summer, I was accused by people in the press and on social media, not nice people like you at home, but I was accused of being, sorry, it's hard for me to say, I was accused of being a man in drag. No, don't laugh. Don't laugh. That's painful. I think it's a sad state of sexism that people can't see a successful woman without assuming there's a man behind it. I'm sorry, I can't.
I can see you now in a judging panel seat. What do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll do anything for money. If there's money on the table, they can have a kidney. But it's not something I'm manifesting. I think we've reached this interesting point in culture where everything is competitive and it's exhausting. Even I'm a Celebrity, Big Brother, it's all competitions. Someone's trying to beat someone or people are sat on a panel offering critique. And I miss television where platforms were made available for people to just go on and entertain audiences doing what they're brilliant at. No carrot on the stick, no competition, no trying to do better than everyone else. Everyone just succeeding together. Wouldn't that be lovely if we did that?
You're so right. That's what telly used to be like when we were growing up. Mind you, you're very, very young, Myra, so...
Well, I mean, of course, I don't think you can pin me down to a decade. I have a sage wisdom to me that's beyond my years, and yet an eternal youthfulness.
So what celebrity pals would you have now, Myra? Do a bit of name...
What celebrity cars?
Celebrity pals.
Oh, pals, I'm so sorry, the line cuts off. I thought you were asking what celebrity cars I had. I thought, that's funny. A garage full of chitty bang bangs or whatever. What celebrity pals do I have? Oh, wouldn't it be crude and vulgar to list off the famous contacts of my phone? All I shall say is that Bonnie Langford and I are in regular contact.
I know that you go for the very stripped back kind of look. You're not into the hair and makeup and clothes. I know you don't like that at all. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning, Myra?
About 2 minutes. I just throw a bit slight tinted moisturiser on and I'm ready to go.
I was going to say, you could make more of an effort, but
just breeze out the door. Take me as you find me.
Out you go. You're going to be here in Dublin, in Whelan's, in September.
My second visit to that venue. I had a wonderful time in Dublin, you know. It was my first time in Dublin. It was my first time performing in Ireland. And the audience were so thrilled. They were so welcoming. They were happy to have you. And that really makes a difference in how much fun you have. When an audience are pleased you're there, you're pleased to be there. And we had so much fun together. So I can't wait to get back.
Well, you'd hope that they'd be happy to have you, given that they paid money to go and see you, Myra, to be honest.
Well, if it's just that they've seen your work and they've enjoyed it via the internet, and then they get to come and see it in person. And I think that should be the goal. All this internet business, TikToks and Instagram and everything, I think it's wonderful, but I think it should only ever be a supplement of real life experiences. So it was a room full of people that found me on the internet, and then I came to them and they came to me, and we met each other in real life, and that's how it should be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Myra Dubois, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very
we'll
much.
See you in Dublin.
Thank you for having me. Yes, you will. Goodbye, my love. Bye.
Bye.
I can see a couple of people in here that are in my usual audiences. You know, I call them the acronymed community. Do you know what I mean? With the L's, the G's, the B's, the T's. I always remember the first four because when you say them together, they sound like a Spanish coastal town. LGBT. Sounds like somewhere where you go for an all-inclusive fortnight. Not that I expect you to know what all-inclusive means, Simon. There is a Q+ on the end of it, LGBTQ+, but I think that sounds like a telly channel. Sounds like you're seeing what the gays were up to an hour ago. Do you know what I mean?
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.